We are urged by Paul, a prisoner for the Lord, to live lives worthy of the call we have received. How do we do this? As always, Jesus has the truth of our answer. If you do nothing else with your life in Christ, do this. Go and learn the meaning of the words, "I desire mercy, not sacrifice." Jesus' own gloss on this grand statement immediately follows. He says, "I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners." If we are urged to live lives worthy of the call we have received, and the call we have received is Christ's call to us as sinners to repentance, and we come to the fullness of the truth of who Christ is and what Christ does, when we learn the meaning of "I desire mercy and not sacrifice," then we have a single choice for our salvation. It is the same choice Christ gives the odious customs officer, the damnable tax collector Matthew. Follow me. Follow Christ. Now, if Jesus can approach a Jewish man who works for the Roman version of the IRS and say to him with all sincerity and grace, "Follow me," then we can find ourselves sitting at that customs post, working for the enemy of our own people, our own nation, and hear Jesus' call to repentance, living lives worthy of that call. We, along with Matthew, are sinners, and we, along with Matthew, are pressed into a daily conversion, a weekly transformation that moves us step by step, leap by leap, closer and closer to the one body, the one spirit, the one hope of our call. And that one hope is this: that we come to allow into our lives, lives made worthy by Christ and our repentance, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. One Father of all. The one sacrifice of Christ on the cross is every sacrifice we will ever need to make. There is nothing else for us to sacrifice. What can we sacrifice that is a better gift, a greater oblation than the self-sacrifice of the Son of God for our eternal lives? My own life, given in suffering and death for another, is efficacious only because Christ gave his own life in suffering and death for us all first. In other words, my death for you or your death for me is a sacrifice worthy of our call because Christ, in his one sacrifice on the cross, has already made every sacrifice we will ever make a success before we make it. Therefore, as ones called to live worthily in Christ, we are to live lives of mercy and not of sacrifice. And what would such a life look like? Paul, a prisoner of the Lord, writes to the Ephesians that they are to live their lives with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another through love, striving to preserve the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. Let me suggest that the bond of peace is not some kind of live and let live attitude or a you do your thing and I'll do my thing morality, but rather it is a bond that frees us. It's a bond that frees us from fighting with one another and wrangling over all the petty stuff. It frees us so that we may hear the word and see the word in one another, maturing in the hope of our call. And that call is one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. Jesus says to the vile tax collector Matthew, "Follow me." Matthew gets up and follows Christ. He follows Christ to the desert, to the sea, to the houses of prostitution, to dinner with Roman officials, to the markets, to the garden, and eventually to his own death on the cross. Grace is given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Some will be graced to live lives of quiet witness, some to lives of noisy work, some to lives of poverty and sickness, and others to lives of wealth and health. And because God loves us all and each differently, we will all be made worthy according to our gifts. Some will be teachers and some preachers and some prophets, and others will be fathers, mothers, and others will be eunuchs for the kingdom of God. But first, we are called as sinners to live lives of repentance, graced with a longing for perfection in Christ. And because he died once for us, we must give to one another mercy and expect from one another mercy alone.